U.S. President Donald Trump is under fire over his trip to Iraq this week. The U.S. president spent no more than just 3 hours on Iraqi soil, but that was apparently enough to infuriate many prominent Iraqi politicians. In this next report, we'll see how Trump's brief visit triggered a major controversy.
It's a long-standing tradition for presidents of the United States to visit troops in war zones. But this week, a short, unannounced visit to Iraq by U.S. President Donald Trump did not go quite as planned. Trump made a surprise Christmas trip to Iraq's Al-Assad Air Base on Wednesday to meet with American soldiers stationed there. Trump told the U.S. troops that he has no plans at all for any withdrawal of American forces from Iraq. America still has thousands of troops in Iraq, over a decade and a half after its catastrophic invasion of the country. Although Trump's trip reportedly took weeks to be arranged, Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi was invited to sit down for talks with the U.S. president only 2 hours in advance. The office of the Iraqi leader later said the meeting was called off due to a disagreement over venue. Trump had reportedly asked to meet at the Ain al-Assad base, but the Iraqi premier rejected the invitation. Trump's visit has triggered a major controversy and angered prominent Iraqi politicians and other influential figures. They believe the United States has once again disrespected their country.
What's significant here is the territorial sovereignty of Iraq being completely violated by the United States. Not only do we continue to have a U.S. military presence in a country where it is not welcome, the U.S. is continuing to treat Iraq in a way that suggests that Iraq is their property.
Now, the controversial trip has drawn some tough words from some Iraqi political figures. Trump's visit was widely seen by Iraqi lawmakers as disrespectful. Some have even taken advantage of the situation to renew their calls for complete U.S. withdrawal of American forces from Iraq. Now, Iraq remains home to one of the main bases of U.S. troops in the region. Trump has promised to end U.S. military presence in the region. During his election campaign, he had said he was opposed to America's wars throughout the Middle East, but Trump is still far from fulfilling his campaign pledge regarding U.S. wars. Reason? There are still many thousands of U.S. forces in several regional countries.
Leader of the Islah parliamentary bloc, Sabah al-Sa'di, described the trip as a blatant violation of Iraq's sovereignty. He said, the U.S. president should know his limits. The U.S. occupation of Iraq is over. Iraqi lawmaker Ahmed al-Assadi said, quote, the demand for the withdrawal of American forces has become a basic requirement that must be implemented as soon as possible. Another Iraqi lawmaker, Faleh al-Khazali, said in a statement that Trump should know Iraq is not an American state and demanded all U.S. troops leave Iraq. The U.S. president's controversial trip has once again brought America's military presence in the Middle East under the microscope.
I think that there was a significant message being sent. The U.S. is making it very clear that they have not left Iraq, that they are still intending to try to take control of the country. They are still going to wield influence in the region. And I think that the message that was being sent by the U.S. to the rest of the countries in the region is that the U.S. is not going to back down.
The United States has fought several wars in the region. Some of them are the war in Afghanistan, the 2003 invasion of Iraq, and the ongoing operation in Syria. Most U.S. wars in the region are widely considered as major military fiascos. They wreaked havoc on countries like Iraq and Afghanistan, claimed countless civilian lives, and had destructive consequences for regional security. Trump has said he will withdraw American forces from Syria and significantly reduce their number in Afghanistan. But there is still no indication that the United States has implemented any major shift in its militaristic approach towards the region. Observers believe Trump's visit to Iraq this week once again revealed how the U.S. is failing to treat regional nations with respect.